It's been about a year since Mary Skipper began her role as Boston Public Schools superintendent. Now she's starting a new year bound to be full of challenges with COVID rates up, teacher and staffing shortages, and under-enrollment at many schools. Superintendent Skipper joins me now to talk about that. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, good morning, Rupa, and thank you for having me.
What are you reflecting on as your second year gets underway?
So first of all, it feels very nice to have a full year and to be able to start the year. Last year, the goal coming in was to really assess. There were many systems that weren't working, things like transportation and safety and food, and foremost was building a team. And I'm very proud of the team that we've built. And I think, you know, reflecting back on the year, we did some really great work. You know, I can point to, you know, last year we were understaffed with our bus drivers. Now we start very strong. We're fully staffed with bus drivers. In fact, we actually have extra bus drivers for the first time, certainly since pre-COVID-19. This year we start with 150 extra bus monitors. And so while we still want to get to over 800, we're moving up.
Another ongoing issue is teacher and staff shortages. Where is that now, and have you changed your thinking around how to address that problem at all?
I think in sum, we've hired about 1,500 new teachers, and so we'll continue to work at this. Most important for us is we want to make sure that our workforce is diverse, that it reflects our student body.
A recent report found that Massachusetts teachers of color are more likely to be laid off than their white colleagues, and recently top current and former BPS administrators have claimed that the district uses its disciplinary process to target them for firing. Are you concerned about the environment for educators of color within BPS?
So I think we always have to be aware and concerned. I asked the district to employ an independent counsel. We have that report. You know, I felt that there were some very good recommendations to strengthen our systems that would prevent bias from happening. So I fully intend to implement those recommendations. So that will also include retraining our leaders and our supervisors so that they're very clear on what the law is and what the rights of employees are.
Turning to special education, there have been ongoing concerns about a lack of resources there. Last year, a report recommended the district revamp how it determines special education eligibility to reduce disparities by race, gender, and English learner status. Have you been able to address those concerns?
In the case of special education, that was one department that we had to completely restructure. It just was not staffed properly, and there were many of the leadership positions that were vacant. We've been able to fill all of those. I'm thrilled that KCL has come in as the chief of specialized services. She has many years in Worcester and Boston. We believe that under her leadership, as well as restructuring and creating several key leadership roles, that we'll be able to address many of the findings that we had in the Council of Great City Schools report.
BPS has a lot of under-enrolled schools. How are you thinking about making decisions about closing or possibly merging schools without blindsiding families or educators?
First of all, with enrollment, we're thrilled that we have seen so many multilingual learners enter our system. Since August 4th, we've had 1,000 multilingual learners register. You know, we're seeing enrollment actually stabilize in some of our schools. I think that the high school area is an area that hasn't had the attention paid to it that really it should have. The problem is literally decades and decades of deferred maintenance in these buildings or vision to build new buildings. At day's end, in order for the BPS to be the district that we are talking about for every student and for every Black and Brown student who history has shown here, it has not been the district that they need. It will take our business community, it will take our nonprofits, it'll take the average citizen and our media to be able to shine lights on not just the things that aren't working, but also the things that are, so that our students and our staff feel proud every day that they come through the doors and that it is a greater source of motivation to continue that work.
Mary Skipper is superintendent of Boston Public Schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rupert. I really appreciate you having me.